The start of the weekend will have a very different feel in the Northern Territory and New South Wales today, with eased restrictions allowing for the reopening of pubs, cafes and restaurants. A maximum of 10 people will be allowed inside venues at any one time in New South Wales, but they must be eating meals. In the Territory, gyms and churches are also reopening, with a view to having all businesses there back up and running by early June. It is all part of trying to get the economy back on its feet after it was hit very hard by the coronavirus lockdown. Nearly 600,000 people lost their jobs in the past 4 weeks, a worrying figure that will be discussed at today's meeting of National Cabinets. Australians are being warned it is too early to book a cruise, despite some operators taking reservations for as early as September. Trade Minister Simon Birmingham says that is optimistic and no decision has been made to reopen the industry. Cruise ships have been at the very centre of the coronavirus pandemic and are responsible for more than 700 cases in Australia. More than 300,000 people have now died from the virus around the world. The milestone was passed overnight and comes as concerns mount for a refugee camp at Cox's Bazar in Bangladesh. It is the home to more than a million Rohingya who have fled violence in neighbouring Myanmar. The UN says the camp is more densely populated than most of the world's crowded cities.